however frightened my heart, when they look upon my face, they must see only Drogo's queen. She felt older than her 14 years. If ever she had truly been a girl, that time was done. 3 days into the march, the first man died. A toothless oldster with cloudy blue eyes, he fell exhausted from his saddle and could not rise again. An hour later, he was done. Blood flies swarmed about his corpse and carried his ill luck to the living. "His time was past," her handmaid Iri declared. "No man should live longer than his teeth." The others agreed. Danny bid them kill the weakest of their dying horses, so the dead man might go mounted into the Nightlands. 2 nights later, it was an infant girl who perished. Her mother's anguish wailing lasted all day, but there was nothing to be done. The child had been too young to ride, poor thing. Not for her the endless black grasses of the Nightlands. She must be born again. There was little forage in the red waste and less water. It was a sere and desolate land of low hills and barren windswept plains. The rivers they crossed were dry as dead men's bones. Their mounts subsisted on the tough brown devil grass that grew in clumps at the base of rocks and dead trees.